You're listening to SBS News.
Lauren couldn't wait to become an art teacher, but the reality isn't how she pictured it. She says her workload is currently unsustainable.
It just piles on top and on top, and I end up having to take like sort of sick days to have to catch up on my work. I do marking on the weekend, I do like lesson planning after school.
Compounded by the pandemic, staffing shortages are forcing teachers like Lauren to cover gaps they aren't equipped for.
I end up taking other people's classes, so I end up teaching science, or I'll end up teaching maybe PD/HPE. Sometimes even I've had classes where there's no teacher for other classes and we've had to collapse them together, so I end up with about 40, 50 kids.
Her experience isn't unique and has raised concerns it's affecting teachers and students in schools across the nation. Corinna Haythorpe is the president of the Australian Education Union.
Teaching out of field, which is when you are teaching subjects that you have not been trained for or qualified for, is a significant issue. We know that particularly for rural, remote and regional locations, that many teachers are actually teaching out of field, and this increases their workload and the pressure on them.
Burnout is a focus of the government's new task force on teacher shortages, which met this week and follows the Education Minister's meeting earlier this month. It's part of the government's push to focus on fixing the care sectors, as the Prime Minister reiterated during his address to the National Press Club.
Over the next decade, we're going to need more educators and more carers and more nurses in every part of our system. We won't do that with broken institutions and burnout staff.
Migration will be a key item at the Jobs and Skills Summit, but crucially, stakeholders say they're looking to get the balance right between help from abroad and investing in adequate training at home. Teaching is on the priority list for skilled visas as the government considers lifting the migration cap up to 200,000 next year. Demographer at the Australian National University, Dr. Liz Allen, says skilled migration is critical.
At present, the local workforce in Australia is insufficient to meet the demands of the labour force. Migration is a necessary part of the Australian economy. It's not the whole story, but it is a crucial component. Getting the balance right of skills and people will certainly help Australia weather the post-COVID storm.
Corinna Haythorpe agrees.
Migration is a part of the solution, I guess, in terms of teacher shortages, but it cannot be the only solution. And we believe that we must also invest in the current workforce that's here in Australia and make sure that we can attract and retain people into teaching.
For Lauren, any help is appreciated as friends and colleagues around her profession leave. But she says she's not giving up yet.
I keep getting prompted by people around me to get a different job, one that pays better and would be less stressful and less taxing on my time. But it's something about teaching that just is, it's just what I have to do. It's just what I love.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.